Saratoga Springs is hosting a two-day gun show at the downtown city center, the first event of its kind to be held in the Northeast since the tragedy in Newtown. It's going on as scheduled despite a call to cancel. Here's show organizer David Petronas of New East Coast Arms Collectors Associates.
Our show will go on 9 to 5, 9 to 3 on Saturday and Sunday. We expect a huge crowd. There will be some people out there picketing, so to speak, a little demonstration of not having the show. But I think we also have some pro-gun demonstrators scheduled. I know the police will be on hand.
Susan Steer is the local nurse whose crusade against it brought the gun show issue to a hot point. She led a petition drive to get the show canceled, but the public authority that runs the city center decided that the event would go on as planned. She explains that three groups will demonstrate outside the show.
Saratoga Peace Alliance, they're going to have more of a quiet vigil, trying to probably talk with people about gun violence and guns in general. MoveOn.org is going to have what they call a speak out, where they have invited different people, politicians, and others to talk about different ideas about solutions for gun violence. And then the last group that's going to be speaking is the Saratogians for Gun Safety, of which I'm a part now. And their plan is to recite the names of children who have been injured or killed, by guns in this country, especially the ones in, the children in Sandy Hook. And they're planning on holding little angels that represent each of the children that were killed in Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Former firearms dealer and collector John Tighe describes the groups as basically left-wing ones that oppose guns.
And I hope that some meaningful gun legislation comes out of this instead of just a knee-jerk reaction, particularly on the point of the governor, just to say he passed something that really won't have any effect on gun violence. It has to be carefully thought out. It has to do the most effect without hurting legitimate gun owners in the first place.
Some of the groups have also targeted gun clubs, accusing them of engaging in illegal gun sales. Tighe points out that, under current law, party-to-party gun transactions are legal, no background check required.
The Albany Police Department was found to have illegally purchased machine guns for retired cops and present police officers, as it was reported in the Times Union. I mean, illegal activity in guns isn't limited to a gun club. I mean, it can happen anywhere.
Tighe says he would like to see government leaders refocus their gun control efforts. Those who attend the Saratoga Arms Show will be restricted by security from bringing assault-type weapons to trade or sell at the event. Again, David Petronas.
Bring in your firearms. It will be tagged. Make sure that it's unloaded. Do make sure they're covered as you're coming into the show or from the parking lots. There is no sales out in the parking lot, so don't try to do it. That's illegal at our gun shows. So only responsible gun owners and people who want to become gun owners, or just the curious who want to come to see our show and what it's all about, come in line, pay your $8 or $7 if you're a senior, and I hope we all have a good time. We've been here for 30 years and without any problems, and I'm sure we'll have no problems this time.
Susan Steer says she was assured by board members that the Saratoga Springs City Center Authority will investigate and debate future bookings of gun shows in the Spa City. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.